Hello, everybody. This is Steve-O.
And I'm Brian.
And I'm Andrew. Welcome to the Self-Medic Podcast,
where we bring you life stories of everyday people that found a way to pursue their passions and bring a sense of purpose to their life.
These life stories are unique in their own ways, and we hope they can inspire you to find your passions and live out your dreams.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Self-Medic Podcast. I want to say this is episode 20, but technically it's episode 19.
Yeah, that's right. Technically it's 19, because last week we did the historical figures.
Self-Medic figures of history.
Self-Medic figures. Well, yeah, this is historical. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and that was cool. That was kind of on accident that we made it its own, like,
thing
series, I guess, if you will. So if you guys haven't checked that out, go on back an episode and check it out, listen to it. It's pretty interesting. It was the first one of many, hopefully. And basically the premise was finding a person in history that we admired and talking about them and how they came to be. If you listen to it, you'll figure it out. So, before we kind of jump into this episode, we do have a very special birthday.
Is that how we're starting this off?
Yeah.
All right.
Technically, if you're listening to this on Thursday, it's Steve-O's birthday tomorrow on Friday.
Correct.
So, if you'd like, he's that super dirty 30.
Oh, God. Don't remind me, dude. Shit. Where's the time gone, man?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
It has. We're old. Well, you're old.
That's so not cool. That's fucked up, dude. Well, you're old.
I still got a year.
You still got a year and 3 weeks.
Well, two.
Two. Two and some change, yeah.
Yeah. So go and go wish Steve-O a happy birthday on either our Instagram or his personal Instagram if you can find it. Yeah. Make him feel special.
Don't remind me that I'm an old fart.
Yeah.
I feel old. Shit, I'll tell you what, man. Working these last couple, 3 or 4 days in a row, like doing all this stuff for one of my buddies. Man, I'm hurting, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you kind of like get used to not doing anything, and then all of a sudden you're like
full fledged, yeah, working your ass off. You just jump into it head first, and
yeah,
dude,
it's like those people that don't ever work out and then they go to the gym like
I know
full bore the first day, and then they can't hang because
because they're all tired and sore. And hurt. Yeah, I know, that's shitty,
yeah. So this week's episode. It was unplanned, but I think it happened.
I think it worked itself out. Yeah.
I think it worked out in a good way because
I agree.
We were supposed to have a guest. We had some scheduling issues, but I was able to talk to our guest for about an hour on Sunday, which was cool. And, you know, I got to know a lot more about her than what I had originally known. So that was good. I got some more insights, hopefully. When we do the episode, it'll be a lot better. But the conversation that I had with her on Sunday kind of got me thinking because, like, it's not very often that you get a motivational or you have a motivational conversation with somebody and that it, like, reciprocates towards you, at least for me. And on Sunday, I had one with her, and I had another one with one of our previous guests, Rachel, who's a photographer. And, it was just a good reminder of, hey, we love what you guys are doing with Self-Matic. Don't stop doing what you're doing kind of thing. It was, like, I know that we're doing something good and that it is helping people or people find it inspiring, but it was definitely nice to have that conversation. and hear it from somebody.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear it back. Yeah, for sure.
So this week's episode is titled Excuses because
we all have them.
We all have them.
Guilty for sure.
And one of the big focuses is like that got me thinking is, you know, why do we always have an excuse? What's the reason behind me having an excuse for not doing something? And so, of course, I did what I always do. I go online and I find some articles and start reading. And I came across a couple of fun articles that kind of helped answer the question. And so I decided, hey, let's help share this knowledge with our listeners.
This is kind of cool because we kind of get to dig a little bit deeper, you know, into the scientific reason why we get or come up with these excuses.
Yeah. It was you know, good to read because as I was reading it and I was hearing these things, I was like, yep, I do that.
Yep, I do that. I just say for me, dude, I was like, oh, holy shit. I thought I didn't really make excuses. Hold on. It kind of made me step back and rethink like, oh, wait, shit. I felt like a not as good of a person as I thought I was.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought I was a badass. And then I read this article and I'm like, no, I'm really not. Like, what's wrong with me? How did I get so far in life?
That's so funny that we came up with that. Oh, man.
All right, so the first thing that we kind of want to talk to you about is why we make these excuses. There's, you know, a couple of different reasons, and I ran into this article that kind of narrowed it down to five. And so the first one that they gave is that is inertia gets the better of us. So think of it as like, the new year. The new year's among you, January 1st. You make all these resolutions, have you? Go to the gym, eat better food.
Set a schedule, try to, so on and so forth, yeah.
Yeah, you have that drive behind you. And then all of a sudden, that inertia that you stop going to the gym for whatever reason, so then you lose momentum, and then your schedule falls apart. So you lose more momentum, and then eventually you just kind of get stuck back in
to your old ways.
Normal routine.
Guilty.
For once this year, I didn't set any resolutions, and normally I set the resolution to go to the gym, and I always fail, so I just was like, I'm just not even going to do a resolution. It's not. I just knew it wasn't going to happen. I got too much stuff to do. Excuse right there. That was just an excuse.
Oh, man.
So yeah, your routine sets in, and like waking up in the darkness of a cold January morning makes the prospect of like a run far less exciting, you know, than you originally thought it would. And at work, it's always somebody's birthday or something coming up, and so you fail on your diet. So inertia has a big part to do with it. Like once you get going, then you got to keep going.
That's funny because that's what I've always found the easiest part is to get going, but to stay at it is that's where, you know, you make or break it. Yeah, you know,
that's true.
For me personally, anyway, I know that you're mostly the same way, and I know, you know, most of my other friends are too, but everybody's different. But for me, that's like the hardest part is I can get motivated and I can get started, but keeping on it is just like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, that's true. I can get like a week through it and then it's just like, all right, nope.
Yeah, break check. Yeah.
And so that's reason number one, or at least one of probably many reasons. Reason number two is that we are very doubting of ourselves. And this one is like one of those things that you don't know it and you can do it until you try it.
Yep.
And everybody always feels like there's no way that I can do this. There's no way that I could run a marathon. Well, sure, maybe not tomorrow.
No,
but
correct.
If you ran a mile a day and then you stepped it up after a couple weeks, ran 2 miles, so on and so forth.
Sure, yeah, you'll get there.
You can run a marathon. I don't know why you would want to. I'm just kidding. I'm not a runner.
No, I'm not a runner either. I've ran, and it helps. It works. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, especially with correct exercise. Or, I mean, correct dieting. You can definitely burn a lot of calories running, but
it's tough,
man. Running's tough, especially if you're, you know, out of shape and you're trying to get into it. It's tough, man. Even to reach like that mile mark. You know, for a lot of people, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at my best, I was running like 3 miles a day when I was at my, you know, my highest.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but.
I'm not even a smoker, but I can only run about 3/4 of a mile until like I feel you're like done. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even for me, I never really like ran. It was more of a jog. You know what I mean? I definitely have to pace myself.
Oh. Yeah, see, I try to run fast.
Well, I have asthma, so it's like my breathing gets in the way.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I can only in and out so much. Yeah, I can only in and out so much oxygen, so.
Yeah. So going along with the fact that you doubt yourself, you know, you're also scared, which kind of go hand in hand together. You know, like you're your hardest critic.
Correct.
And I'm guilty of this less so lately, but definitely in the beginning. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before where when we first started out, it was like, what are we even doing? Is this even going to matter to people? You know, are people going to find this entertaining? You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know until you do it. But it's hard to get over that nervousness or that fear, I guess. Like, I even still get a little bit nervous when I do podcasts.
I do too, sometimes. Like, I do too. I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes, like, when we do something or if we come up with an idea of something that, you know, I'm kind of, like, unfamiliar with, I'm like, holy shit, am I smart enough to talk about this? Do I have enough, you know?
Yeah.
You know, do I know enough to have a respectable opinion or you know, or whatever. But I kind of just like try to tune that out and, you know, do the research to the best of my ability and go from there.
That's the hard part is not being prepared, but like feeling comfortable with that you're prepared.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the make or break too. You know, that's like you know, like if you, even if you did do all the homework and you still don't feel comfortable, I feel like, you know, the material is not going to come out as good as it could.
Yeah.
You know, just from simply, you know, you might have every detail and fact covered that was written down in the book. But if you're not comfortable, then it's going to be crap.
And that is a great segue into the next reason why is that we're just not ready. You feel like you're not ready to do something. You feel like you haven't done enough research. You feel like you just don't know what you're doing. And the one thing that I've learned from listening to entrepreneurs and peers of mine that have started their own business, they had no fucking idea what they were doing before they started.
Uh-huh.
That's 99%. Of entrepreneurs. There's no blueprint.
There's no book. There's no how-to. There's no DIY. There's no.
It's because everything is different. Everybody's business is different. Like, you can shadow somebody, like follow somebody's model.
You can shadow somebody to an extent, but at the end of the day, it's still how all your own stuff plays out and unfolds.
Yeah, pretty much. So My one key of advice in that category is just to
Fun with it.
Yeah, have fun with
whatever you're doing. Don't have fun. Make sure it's fun, that it counts, that it makes you feel good. at the end of, you know, at the end of whatever it is that you're doing or that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
That's the most. And then if something comes of it, cool. If not, you're still having fun. Yeah. That's what counts.
That's really what matters, because I read this stat and 83% of businesses fail within the first year.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah. So we still have like 2 months to go to hit a year. So hopefully we land in that 17%.
Yeah, you know, I knew that. I didn't realize that that was such a big stat for, you know, businesses, period. But I did know that the restaurant business in particular, it's something like, it's something similar, something close to, you know, up in the 80s or low 90% of restaurant businesses shut down within the first like 3 to 4 years or something like that.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense if you think about it, because I know that there's been restaurants too that have been up and gone or moved or couldn't hack it or, you know, whatever the case may have been.
Well, and a lot of them fail too because of liquor licenses.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
Big,
yeah.
Income right there.
Yeah. That's a huge market.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. Restaurant, not going to be my first choice for opening a business, but I definitely want to.
That would be so cool, man. Like how I used to watch that show, or well, I still do. Well,
we don't have TV.
Anyways, but not how that dude Richard Rawlings, how he owns his own. That's, you know, he has a shop.
Yeah.
And that was his first thing that he ventured out on outside of a shop, business wise, was he built his own bar and grill. And it's like, okay, that's where he started. Now the guy's doing, you know, all kinds of monster. He's got his own monster truck. He's got his own dragster. He's got, you know, he's got his hands all over the place.
Yeah.
With shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not impossible. It's just.
No. I mean, shit, man. I've always, you know, at one point when we were a little younger, I kind of wanted to even go to that, shit, what was the name?
Cordon Bleu.
Cordon Bleu, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I always kind of thought that would be cool, but then I kind of realized that the restaurant business is kind of a dead end deal. And, you know, most of the time, any successful chef or sous chef or if anything like that, if you will, you know, has no life.
Yeah. They're always at the restaurant.
Always at the restaurant, dude.
Yeah. You know, I want to be the owner.
And even then, it's so the restaurant business, the stress is like through the roof. I've worked at a couple of restaurants when I was a kid and even in high school, you know, and it was like, you know, holy shit, no, I'm good. Never mind. I thought it would be fun and I thought it would be cool and I love to cook and I know all kinds, how to, you know, make all kinds of stuff and, you know, I'm pretty good around the kitchen, but no, I'm good on that.
Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah, not for me either.
I like talking to people, but I can't be fake with people. So that's like a big thing in customer service. You just always have to be nice.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
Like, I'm not gonna be nice to you if you're not nice to me.
Yeah, same here. I don't give a shit if the customer's always right.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, dude.
So, tangent over, moving on to our next subject. The one final piece is that you're just not motivated, so you come up with an excuse to not do something. And I just feel like that's kind of like, it ties all of the previous ones together, is just not being motivated. Because
it does. That fits in almost all of those categories, you know?
Yeah.
Is being motivated, staying motivated. You know, even people get in your head sometimes too, even some of your friends, just because they might not understand that, you know, that's like getting into shape, for example, that, you know, for me, not so much anymore, because I'm kind of comfortable with myself and you know, I'm kind of, well, yeah, I'm comfortable. But for a while, it was like, you know, people don't understand sometimes what things mean to you. You know, like if you really want to drop that extra 5-10 pounds or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, some people might tell you, oh, you look fine, you look great, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that's not enough. You know, it's me, myself, because I'm motivated. You know, it all circles back to being motivated, I think.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that has to do with, you should be the one motivated, like, for your own personal reasons. You're
correct.
Not trying to lose 10 pounds for some girl that you're trying to date or boy or whatever. Like, you're trying to lose 10 pounds
because you set a mark for yourself. Yeah, yeah. Because it's going to make you feel better about yourself. And that's the goal that you set, or, you know, and yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So those are a few good reasons why we just have excuses. And I feel like the more that you acknowledge it and the better that you understand it, the easier it is to recognize when you are making
when an excuse. When it's happening in front of you, yeah.
Yeah. Because you can, it kind of becomes second nature to some people. It's just like, oh, I didn't get to it today because...
It's so easy for them to write it off. Yeah.
Like A, B, and C, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And then it doesn't even faze them.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So, but on that note, because there are reasons that we do make excuses, the other side of the token is that the true leaders, the people that you should be looking up to are the ones that don't make excuses. They may here and there.
Well, that's the thing is you're right. First off and foremost, everybody's human.
Yeah.
And to me, there's a difference. Either you make an excuse or, you know, even if whether you make an excuse or you're telling the truth, you know, if you're genuine about telling the truth, like, hey, I made a mistake, shit happens, I'm sorry, and you move on. You know, you learn from it, you try to avoid it for the future. But, you know, you can definitely tell when somebody's just like, oh, well, blah, 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 you know, and doesn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, that's the difference between, you know, actually trying and being genuine versus, eh, whatever.
Yeah. My big thing, like, at work is, like, I'm bound to fuck up something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to fuck up. You're going to, yeah. You mess with
so much stuff throughout the day. Like, something's going to happen. And then when it gets brought back around to you, I always just own it.
Yeah.
When somebody calls me out, it's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I goofed.
I don't know how I did it or if I did it, but sure.
Yeah.
Like, I messed up. I did work on this.
I should have caught it or whatever the case may be, yeah.
And then the next thing is not like, well, how could this happen? This is such a disaster, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, instead of focusing on that, it's let's fix it.
It's, hey,
let's get it right.
What do we need to do to fix it?
Yeah, exactly.
Not dwell on it, like make it a big deal.
A big thing and dramatize it and all that goes with it, yeah.
Yeah. So, leaders have their own, like, defined priorities, if you will. You know, they don't... Damn, she's snoring loud. So, yeah, they don't, like I was trying to say, is you just do what you have to do to fix a situation or get something done. It, you know, and the most efficient way possible that you can within your given situation. So, you know, like anything else, if something gets brought up to you that, you know, is messed up, well, okay, what do we need to do to finish it? What do we need to do to make it right? Or whatever it is. There's no hemming and hawing or saying stuff like, well, I don't know how this happened. It wasn't my fault. So-and-so was the last one to work on it. Those are all just excuses. And it's just not going to get you anywhere.
Yep. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
And they all stink.
And they all stink.
So the things in your life that you make a priority are the things that you don't want to make excuses for anymore, if you think about it. So, like, imagine you go to work every day because it's a high priority. You don't make an excuse to not go to work because you need to go to work. I mean, it's easier to say, like, why it's a high priority. You know, you need that money to survive and stuff like that. So obviously that excuse is easy to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times you make an excuse for things that you don't necessarily need. Or at least that you don't think that you need, like, let's just give an example, health and exercise. You know, a lot of people see it more so in the short term. They don't see it in the long
term. In the long term, yeah.
You know, they see, I want a six pack.
Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they do. They go upstairs real quick, do like, you know, 100 sit-ups and like, oh, where are my abs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't happen like that.
No. The only way to get a six pack right now is to go to the grocery store. And believe me, I've done it.
Yep.
So, that's, I think, is a big key factor is think about more of the long-term goal, the more long-term aspect. You know, just like the whole marathon thing, you're not going to get there in one day. You got to work your way up to it. You got to work your way up to anything. And it's hard to visualize, but I think the more adamant you are about, you know, realizing that it's a long-term goal.
Correct. And take these small steps. Take these baby steps. The easier you'll get there, that's for sure, as opposed to, you know, trying to get somewhere and, you know, becoming overwhelmed. Is it's easier to just kind of redefine the goal, break it down a little bit, and make step by steps.
Right. It's easy to go like straight to the finish line. Like if you want to do, at least in your head, you know, say you want, if you're running a business, and we'll just go back to a restaurant. It's easy to know that, to glorify in your head, hey, I'm going to own a business, I'm gonna run a restaurant, it's gonna be, we're gonna serve burgers and fries and
this,
beer,
that,
and
the this, other
this and that. But you don't think about like all the permits, all the money that you're gonna have to put into it, the employee that you gotta hire, finding the space,
electricity bills,
all the bills,
everything that comes with it, all your vendors, everything. Yeah. That comes along with it, man.
Nobody fantasizes
about that. Yeah. Nobody thinks about, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So, in that aspect, leaders are not on the short side of things. And they think about, you know, the whole picture, the full circle. Just, yeah. just like that. And, yeah, it's just thinking about the little steps as, like, little goals, I think, is a good way to kind of minimize your excuses and to realize that you're leading on the right path, is to have little goals set ahead of you for you to accomplish, you know, and then eventually it's going to build into a bigger, huge accomplishment as opposed to just like a tiny little goal, if you will. So, another reason here is going to be, and we did touch on this, or I think we did. Leaders are not afraid to fail.
Yeah, we've talked about this in other podcasts too. Not as specifically like we are now, but
yeah.
But yeah, leaders aren't afraid to fail. As you shouldn't be anyways. I mean, regardless of what you're doing, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like riding a motorcycle. I remember the first thing my father taught me is, you know, growing up riding a bike, is it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you're going to go down.
Oh, yeah.
But don't be scared. Dust yourself off. Get back on the bike.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, you know? And, you know, I mean, I've had buddies that ride street bikes that have went down, and it's just kind of one of those things that as soon as you straddle that seat, man, you just gotta, I don't know. I think about it every time I put my helmet on, you know,
yeah,
personally, every time I put that helmet on, I always think that, you know, I could be going down. It is what it is. It's kind of like you have to accept it.
Oh yeah.
Failure. You just have to accept failure, period. You know, whether you're riding a bike or whatever it is, you know, I mean, yeah. You know, even if you're like teaching your kid how to ride a bike or whatever, you know, the case may be, you know, if you're trying to change your water pump for the first time on your vehicle and you fuck up, it is what it is, man. You know, at least you tried. At least you got out there. At least you tried, you know.
Yeah.
You might have made things 10 times more frustrating for yourself, but because I know I have.
Right.
But at least nonetheless, you got out there, you know, you gave it your damnest, and, you know.
I think I feel like that's a big reason why I don't, like, show a lot of enthusiasm for things. Is because, like, there's two options is what the way it's going to go down. Like, it's either going to happen or it's not.
Or it's not, yeah.
And so I think my, like, realistic side of my brain is it's too far on that side.
It's too far, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Like, well, yeah, I knew I was going to land that jump, you know? Or, oh, well, yeah, I knew I was going to eat shit. Yeah, it hurts, but I'll try it again.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
So yeah. There's also... What also comes along with, you know, accepting failure is also accepting responsibility.
This is huge, and I really like this.
Responsibility, I think I've found, like, a whole new meaning to it in the last year, kind of, because, like, I've never done this before, this whole podcast thing, starting a business thing. Especially with friends. And I feel like it's been a little bit more difficult doing it with you two as opposed to if I just did it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, like, the business can fail and I don't give a shit. But if the friendship fails because of the business, then I
ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel like I try not to step on toes or be stupid about things. So then responsibility, you know, weighs in a lot, because if you're not holding up your end of the
bargain or the deal, yeah,
of the, you know, the partnership, then it's like, well,
yeah, absolutely,
something's gonna fail.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that one's been tough, you know, because I know there's been a lot of things that I've slacked on personally in this whole thing, and it's just a learning curve, and I'm not taking anything personally. I'm not holding anything personally against anybody, but it's been tough. And, mistakes happen, that, like, just accept it. Don't dwell on it.
I think it kind of comes back to, like we said a minute ago, as far as, you know, you make a goof, you know, hey, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's fix it. Or let's make it right. Or, okay, well, let's, you know, let's do this. Let's do that. You know, I think it all kind of ties in. Responsibility ties in with
it does,
you know, with everything, really, you know,
it does. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, have you ever felt influenced or inspired by someone who's made excuses or placed blame for something that was their responsibility?
No, that would be hard to do.
Yeah, right.
You know, that'd be hard to do. Like, you, like, I would I can't really think of any kind of a specific circumstance that you would make all those judgments on somebody that fast, but I feel like it happens over time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, but, like, I would feel like I wouldn't want, you know, people like that or somebody like that in my life.
No.
You know what I mean? No. I mean,
but yeah, so, I mean, if you want to be someone that people look up to, then, like, you gotta get shit done.
Now you gotta play a positive role. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Actions speak 100 times louder than words.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And when I don't want to say that. Never mind. I don't want to feel like I'm tooting my own horn, because I'm not. I'm definitely not. I just, anyway. All right. So those were a few good ways for you to be a leader and to help you, you know, extinguish some of these excuses. And, you know, there's a few things that, like, if you want to think more like a leader or like a successful entrepreneur, here's a few more little keynotes just to summarize.
Excuse me.
So, you should define the priorities in your life and make sure your priorities are aligned with your current goals. Make sure your goals align with the things that you enjoy.
That's definitely a big part of it. Your goal's got to be something that you enjoy. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, you got to be happy with what you're doing. Yeah,
absolutely. You got to be happy and content with what you got going on. Otherwise,
keep you motivated.
Yeah, it helps keep you motivated. I mean, I like how all this stuff ties in together. Like, basically everything just ties itself all right in.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool. I'm really glad that this is kind of something that we've done.
Yeah.
This is really cool. I like it.
And so, also, think about your goals long term. But also at the same time, like I was saying, develop shorter term, like baby step strategies to help you reach your long term goals. You got to like break things down in that way, you know, to do like A, B, and C will help you complete your full goal of D. That sounds kind of dirty, but.
I like this one a lot. This one's says, face failure head on. If you failed, you're one step closer to succeeding. Do not be afraid to try just because of the bumps along the way. And I think that's huge.
Definitely.
I really like the part. I really like, you know, if you failed, you're one step closer. Because I feel like failing is a big part of success.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think you can have success without failure.
I like the analogy of that they use in like UFC or fighting or something. Like, you don't know what kind of fighter you are until you get knocked down.
Oh yeah.
Because like, love her to death, but let's just take Ronda Rousey for an example. She was the hottest thing on the planet. Like, nobody could touch her.
Yeah, she was on fire.
She was on fire.
For sure.
And then she gets knocked out and she disappears for 400 days.
Yeah.
Like, not taking anything from her because
she's a badass.
A badass. She's an amazing athlete.
And she's done a lot for herself and you know, everything that she's overcome and everything that goes with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the opposite end.
Yeah. You take the other side of the coin. Yeah.
You take Conor McGregor. He gets choked out by Nate Diaz. And what does he do? He wants back in the ring as soon as possible. Same weight class.
Yep.
He wants to redeem himself.
Yep.
So he learned from his mistake and he's ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Conor McGregor.
Yeah, well, that guy.
And all of his shit talk.
Yeah, that guy's mouth is fucking hilarious, dude.
And so our last but not least little note is just to be honest with yourself and with others around you. Taking responsibility and understanding the real reason understanding the why behind the excuse will move you closer to achieving the end goal. So I always look for that. I always look for the why, just like how we came across this subject was I kept thinking like I was making excuses and then I was like, well, why do I make excuses?
Yep.
Well, here we go. Now I have a whole 48 minutes worth of podcast that we're talking about why we make excuses. So it's always, I always felt that it's good to know why you do things, because not only does it help you, but it helps the others around you.
Yeah.
You know, if you understand, especially if you're doing something like awful, like you that you didn't think that you were doing bad. Like if you were just like a womanizer or something, well, why are you a womanizer? And then you realize that you are, and then you're like, oh shit, I should tone that down.
I should tone that down.
I should be a gentleman. Settle down now over there. Settle down. And yeah. Hey, quiet. Shush. Sorry, folks. Dog got scared.
Yeah, I don't know what she's barking at. She's a goofball, man. She cracks me the hell up.
She is.
I love her to death, though.
So there's plenty of probably more reasons why you make excuses that we just didn't cover, and there's probably a lot more reasons why you're a leader type and how to be a better leader and stuff like that, that we probably didn't cover. But if you want to know more, there's this cool thing called the internet. And you have this awesome thing in your hand, most likely, called a phone. So
smartphone?
Yeah.
It is Apple, smart. Preferably?
Yeah. Love Apple.
Yeah.
So you can do some more research on your own if you would like to hear some kind of topic brought up from us and discussed. You can let us know and we'll do some research, because quite honestly, like, I don't hate it. I like it. I don't love it, but I like learning new stuff like this and learning about myself.
So same here. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely learning about yourself and the people close to you, for sure. That's a good one. But yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I don't love it, but I like it. It's cool.
Yeah. It's got to be a good subject.
Exactly. It's got to be good. Yeah. Good content. Yeah. It's got to, you got to have good stuff to talk about to make it.
It's got to be two things. It's got to be good content, and relative. I got to be using it for something. Like, I got to be putting it to use somehow. Like, I can't just sit here and read a book on somebody.
Like, yeah, I know.
Like Steve Jobs. Like, I couldn't just sit here and read a biography on him.
No, there's no way.
I mean, maybe I might be able to put that to use. I think I could. He's a fucking smart dude.
Yeah, no, the guy was a badass. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, for sure. But
yeah,
I mean, I could watch a documentary.
I could watch a documentary.
Yeah. But I don't know about.
I don't know about reading
a book. As far as reading a book, yeah. I don't know if I could do that one, buddy. I'm just being honest.
That's very responsible of you, Steve-O, to be honest with yourself.
I think that's kind of one thing I've gotten down. You know, I might not be at the best at communication. I know that my communication skills are, well, they're mostly there, but I know that that's probably like the one thing I goof the most is my communication skills. But I feel like I'm pretty honest.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really have anything to hide. I know when I fuck up, you know, or I know when I should have done things, or I could have done something a little bit better, or a little bit, you know, in a smarter way, or whatever, you know, whatever, however you want to say it, whatever. But I feel like for the most part, we're all mostly there with, you know, the room for error that we're human.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And considering our age. You know, we're still kind of young, you know, or have young-minded tendencies anyways.
For sure, yeah. And that's one thing, like, we joke, like, fuck, you're old, you're 30.
Yeah, I know.
But you're really not. In the grand scheme of things, if you look at the long-term goals, like, a lot of people that I admire and that I look up to on a scale of things, like, they barely broke into the scene at like 35 or like 33 or
whatever. Yeah.
Or even 40.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I'm still learning shit. I don't have no reason to be at the top of the level.
Absolutely.
So this is like putting in your time, doing your work, creating failures, learning. Like, you have nothing to lose. The only thing that, you know, you're just not going to gain anything if you're sitting there watching TV all day.
Correct.
Which is fun, don't get me wrong, but...
Well, it gets old. For me, anyway.
Yeah. I can only watch X much,
and it's got to be... I can only watch certain stuff, too. I can't just watch, like, whatever. It's got to be appealing, you know, interesting, a little factional sometimes, too, if you will. I like stuff like that.
Factual,
whatever. See, I'm learning too, man. I get lazy. I get tired. I forget.
I feel you.
The effort to be correct is not as great as it probably was this morning when I first woke up.
You need some alpha brain in your life, bro.
You're probably right, dude. You know, and I'm not against trying it. I mean, shit, why not? What do I got to lose?
You've never had any?
I've never tried it.
Oh, I'm going to order some then.
Well, you kind of... I don't know, when we had this, remember when me, you, and Katie had the dream conversation, that kind of like,
oh, yeah.
And you were talking about the lucid dreams and how it would, you know, kind of kick you into, I'm like, I don't know, man, it kind of scares me.
It's nothing.
Well, I know, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure I'm probably just being a sensitive baby about it, but still.
It's cool. It's not that bad. It's good for you too, to like stimulate your brain and
yeah,
activity for sure.
Absolutely.
So, because we've done a lot of damage to our brains.
Oh yeah, I'm super guilty of that one. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, all right, folks, we're rambling on for no good reason. Yeah. Just want to talk and have a good conversation. Yeah. So, yeah, excuses and being a leader. It was interesting to learn about. And like I said before, if you guys have other subjects or topics that you guys want us to talk about, then shoot us a comment or
let us know
a message somehow. Don't forget to wish Steve-O a happy birthday on Friday. You can do that at Selfmatic on Instagram, or I don't know if you want to give out your personal one.
What is my Rockstar62? That's right.
Yeah,
it's Rockstar62.
Rockstar62. I'm wishing a happy birthday. And yeah, that's it, bud. That's all I got for you today.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Selfmatic Podcast. If you have a life story to share and would like to be on this show, send an email to support@weareselfmatic.com. If you enjoyed our show, leave a comment and don't forget to subscribe.